All right, we are live.
We are live. It's the KX 93.5 pantomime. Here's Buttons, and I'm Widow Twanky.
What?
Here we are, hospitality night. Look at you, Tyler.
I never should have let you do this.
I'm glad you've chosen to wear something that shows your true inner personality.
Thank you. I'm would you like to describe it to the fine people?
I'm a therapist. I can't describe it, no. I'm not even going to bother trying. You have to go to Facebook Live
to
see what Tyler's wearing.
It's as if Santa Claus threw up on my suit. Yeah, I'm glad you agree. So it's hospitality night. We're live on Forest Avenue. It's the only time of the year that they close Forest down, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus will be coming down, I think, around 6:30 on the fire truck. It's your first chance to visit him on Forest this year. We've got some live music on the stage tonight, and the street is already closed with kids and parents alike.
People are partying already. It's beautiful. Come on down to hospitality night here on Forest Avenue, and we'll see you at the KX 93.5 booth. Just look for the car.
All right, that is Andrew Corradini off of the new record in Orange Christmas, and we are live tonight, Hospitality Night 2016, an annual Laguna Beach tradition here on Forest Avenue, the only time of the year that Forest is closed. And there's some important things to know, by the way, on street closures. You want to make sure that you avoid Forest Avenue from now until about 11 p.m. It is officially closed down between Coast Highway and 3rd Street, and it's going to be closed in about 30 minutes between Broadway and 3rd, and then won't reopen until 10:45 tonight. So if you're coming to hospitality tonight, make sure to ride share, Uber, Lyft, take a cab, walk, whatever you can do, and that will make it a lot easier on you this evening. So the music will start pretty soon. Santa Claus is on his way in a little bit, and I'll be back on throughout the evening with Jason Fetty. It's KX 93.5 live at hospitality night.
To say either somebody's done something really naughty in town, or it's Santa Claus.
He's here. He's here. In the Laguna Beach trolley. He's escorted by fire trucks, and he's arriving into his beach house. You can hear it, right?
You can totally hear it. The crowd's going wild. Tell you what, they're going to drive around the corner, all the way around. They're going to go to City Hall, and they're going to light the pepper tree along with Chef. He's not a chef, is he? He's the mayor. Mayor Steve Dictero. Very cool.
And then they have the honored citizens waving in the trolley right now. Yeah, and there's already people lining up, by the way. So if you're hoping to get to Santa Claus, a line is already forming on Forest Avenue, and he's not even in there yet.
And those people are going to miss all the fun at City Hall. So the thing to do is get over there and watch the pepper tree being lit. It's such a wonderful Laguna Beach tradition, and we're so delighted to be down here at Hospitality Night on Forest Avenue here in downtown Laguna Beach.
All right, alternative Christmas music on KX 93.5. That was The Shins, and we are live tonight on Forest Avenue, the only night of the year they close it down for hospitality night. Hello, Jason Fetty.
So cool. Thanks to the Chamber of Commerce, I believe,
indeed,
who organized
every year
this whole thing every year. It's hospitality night. Santa's going to come. People are here. There's hot chocolate. There's a very windy little evening here. There's going to be real snow, real fake snow. And there's going to be an ice rink. And where is Monica going? And Mrs. Pickles is here sniffing the butt of another dog. So all's well with the world.
I think you summed it up perfectly. The Chamber puts this on every year. It's a holiday tradition that we're so lucky to have in Laguna. Like I said, we get to celebrate closing down Forest Avenue. Music's going to start at 6:10. It's about 5:50 now. Mm-hmm. The Annalise School Choir traditionally every year does their thing. And then a band after that will play an eclectic mix, from what I understand.
Yeah, and then we're going to have an intervention on Tyler's fashion guru a little later.
Look, I saw Santa earlier. He was feeling a little bit ill.
Yeah.
And he threw up all over my jacket. Okay? All right. We're very happy to be here. Forest Avenue is closed down. Hospitality night. That's Jason Fetty. I'm Tyler Russell. We are KX 93.5 broadcasting live.
It's hospitality night on KX 93.5. In fact, all over town, but specifically downtown on Forest Avenue. The place is crammed with people. Everybody's having a lovely old Christmassy time. And I'm standing here live with Tyler Russell. I'm Jason Fetty. And this is, what's your name, darling?
My name's Elizabeth Phillips.
Elizabeth Phillips. What are you doing, Elizabeth Phillips?
I'm the health clerk at Thurston Middle School.
No, I mean, what are you doing right now?
I'm enjoying myself on hospitality night.
And then what are you going to do with that wallet there in your hand?
I'm going to renew my annual membership.
There
tonight.
It is.
Correct. Correct. And that's your start for 10. You win a prize. Here, take a CD. And thank you very much for doing that. We really appreciate it very much. And how long have you been a member for?
since the radio station first was originated.
Wow, that's 4 years.
You're one of the great. She's one of the good ones.
She's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so very, very much.
Hospitality Night is truly that. It's where all the businesses.
Right now.
She just wants to just charge
I'll
her.
Take that.
Read it on the air.
Read the number out.
4-7-2-9.
All right. See, there you go. All right.
All right. Hospitality Night every year closes down Forest Avenue, and Jason Fetty and I will be live here for a little while longer. I'll be live on stage tonight, and Santa Claus is welcoming kids left and right. So join us on Forest Avenue tonight. All right, that is She and Him doing Baby It's Cold Outside. We are live tonight at Hospitality Night. Are you cold, Jason?
It isn't a little cold outside, isn't it?
You're all bundled up.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the Santa Vomit jacket, and I'm feeling a little bit cold. But not, you know,
too bad. Who made that for you?
It was a gift from my dearest friend, Jonathan Katz. He gave it to me just yesterday, and I said, fancy that. I'm going to put this on tomorrow.
It's beautiful. You need the pants.
No, well, okay, there are pants that match this jacket.
Yeah.
You knew that?
No.
But it was egregious to wear the pants. I know no one can see this, but I'm wearing a jacket that is every Christmas, like cliche in one.
It's and the Christmassiest pants, thing I've ever seen.
The
it's got
pants
snowflakes
did match it.
On it, cookies, reindeer, snowmen.
It would have been way too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it with the pants.
Too,
yeah, it was
yeah.
too much. But anyway, it's Hospitality Night. If you're not here, well, where are you?
Yeah, because everybody else is here.
You sure are.
Yeah, good. It'd be good night to burglar a house, burglarize
oh
a house,
my God.
Because everybody's in
I'd
town.
Take you everywhere.
it's
no,
fun. Santa's
it
has been
be.
Though. Santa has been.
He's been.
He's been and
he's,
gone.
He's been. He's still here.
Is he? Where
he's
is he?
He's in that house right there.
Oh,
he's in that
that's
little house.
What that line is.
He's in that little house.
People are lining up to go and see Santa and
that's
tell
right.
him what they want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've taken Mrs. Pickles to a dog psychic.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, I went into this little room at the animal hospital at the end of Forest Avenue, and Mrs. Pickles came in with me, and also my wife, Ava, who was very interested. And the lady said, I see words.
What?
She said, I see words.
In the dog?
No, she didn't even look at the dog. Dog was walking around. She stared. If you imagine a woman staring at a wall to your right, like she's staring off into the distance in the room the size of a bathroom. And she's staring up at the wall, and then she started to write words, random words down.
What?
She wrote pomade, Indianapolis. I'm not kidding. Indianapolis. Some word that she said was like calligraphy or something.
Okay.
And then she said, and I said, well, what does it mean?
Right.
And she said, I don't know, but it will all become apparent as time goes by.
No.
Yep.
Pomade. Indianapolis and
yeah.
calligraphy.
And some other words as well, which I'll bring.
Do you have the piece
keep
of paper?
Tuned into case, no, Ava's got it. But tune into my show in the morning, Daily Scramble Live, and I will go through this again. If I'm going to have this woman on the air, she's fascinating.
Did she talk to your dog?
Schizophrenic.
Did she do the Pickles psychic
she did,
thing?
No, she barely looked at Pickles.
Then what happened?
Pickles
what?
Totally ignored her. But she said that these words were to do with Pickles, were to do with my dog. Was very strange, and we got out of there as quickly as we could.
So, where's this pet psychic that people can
it's
come
to? The animal hospital, Laguna Beach Animal Hospital, which is the end of Forest Avenue, right opposite City Hall. And they've got, they're doing photographs of your pets, which is fun.
Uh-huh.
And they've also got this lady who's a pet psychic. There is a line out the door for photographs. No one was waiting for the psychic.
But it sounds to me like she would just do regular psychic things,
she'll
too.
She'll do, yeah. I said to her, the very first thing I said was, she said, I just want to do the animal. I said, don't worry. I don't want a psychic. I don't want to know anything. She goes. Okay, we're just going to do the dog. And she just. I don't
pomade.
Even know what happened.
Pomade.
I have no idea what happened.
Do
in
you
there.
Use pomade?
Nope.
I do.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the first thing that's come to
have
light.
Have you been to Indianapolis?
Never.
I haven't.
No. And then I told this to Dougie Miller,
yeah.
who's the fiddle player in town and
right.
who goes at the Saunders Festival, and he said Indianapolis. That was the last ship sunk in the Second World War by the Japanese. Last American ship sunk.
Okay, well, that's two.
And it was carrying the bomb. It dropped the bomb off for the Enola Gay. And as it was sailing away, it was sunk by the Japanese. And all the ship's crew fell in the water and were eaten by sharks.
So what does that mean?
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
All right. I don't know where to go
it
from there.
It doesn't mean anything, Tyler.
This
we're
is
at,
ridiculous.
We're at Hospitality Night. We're downtown. You can hear that it's fun. Everybody's a little giddy. It's the beginning of the Christmas season. All your friends and neighbors are out here in town. And it really is the most special time of the year. Come down to Forest Avenue and look for the KX93.5 Yellow El Camino, and you'll find us, and we'll give you a big Christmas hug.
And Jason Fetty tonight, Hotel Laguna, that's where you're going now?
No.
Cantering.
I'm going off cantering.
So if you're Jewish,
hospitality now.
And if you want to go,
another horse joke.
I still don't get
Never
it.
Mind.
If you want to see Jason do some Jewish things instead
like
of Christmas, then go to the Temple of Newport.
Temple Isaiah of Newport.
Temple Isaiah.
Don't go there.
And
go there.
You can hang do that instead.
Come down to hospitality tonight and have fun.
Bye-bye. KX93.5 is broadcasting live tonight from Hospitality Night. It's the one time a year we get to close down Forest Avenue, and we have the City Council to thank for letting us do that. Hello, Bob Whalen. How are you?
Great. How are you, Tyler?
I'm well. This is one of my favorite nights of the year. Can you talk about kind of its history and why it's so important in Laguna Beach?
It has a long history. I think we've been going and coming down here at least 30 years, and people love it. There's probably a couple thousand people. Kids cruise through. They get to, roam and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Well, the snow's going to fall here in just a little bit, which for me is the most magical part. It's going to fall near City Hall and near the stage. Do you still sit on Santa's lap?
I will. Actually, this year I'm going to bring my granddaughter down.
Right.
So that'll be fun.
You're never too old, I think.
Never too old. Yeah.
Let me put you on the spot. Closing down Forest Avenue, it's a thing we tried a little bit this year, right? And this is, of course, the one event where it always happens. Do you want to see more of it?
You know, I've been pushing for that for a long time. I hope we do more of it. Not on a permanent basis, but we ought to do this, a couple times a month. I think people would enjoy it. I think it would be good for the merchants.
Yeah, it's really special. It's cool to have people out here playing music, people walking down the street, no cars, no parking. It's really magic. So I love it.
I do, too. It transforms the place. So let's do it some more.
Agreed. That's Councilman Bob Whalen. We are live at Hospitality Night, and we'll be back on stage emceeing the next band here in about 15 minutes. So thank you very much, KX93.5. KX93.5 is live tonight at Hospitality Night, one of our favorite nights of the year, and I'm here with my mamacita. She's looking for Santa Claus. Esther. How are you, Esther?
Good. How are you?
Esther's our cleaning lady. She's the best person I know.
Thank you.
I just love you. Will you sing us a Spanish Christmas song, like a little Feliz Navidad or something?
Yes, Feliz Navidad, everybody.
Just sing, canta.
Cantar?
Yeah, sí. Okay, yeah, juntos. Ready?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now I want you to go on stage and do it with me. We'll do it up there in front of everybody.
Really?
Yeah, all the people.
The
no, at the stage over there with in front of all the people.
Oh.
Yeah, will you sing it with me on stage with everybody?
Uh-huh.
I'll introduce you as a real Spanish-speaking person.
Oh.
Okay, all right, we're going to do it. Merry Christmas, Esther. Is everything okay? Are you good? Good. Can I have some tamales this year?
Yes.
What kind?
Chicken and pork.
Okay,
no,
either one.
Beef
also?
Beef and chicken. No,
how many?
Ah.
I want like 48.
48?
Yeah, 48. Maybe 12. Maybe 12. Is 12?
Una docena.
Decena?
Docena.
Oh, docena.
Yes.
Una
docena.
Yeah, that. I want that. Whatever she said. That's what
okay.
I want. Okay?
Oh, okay?
All right. Esther Marquez, everybody. It's Hospitality Night 2016. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.